Homer Pride Month, June 2018.
Mayor Brian Zack read the proclamation to a crowd of about 80 Homer residents outside of City Hall Monday evening. The City Council's regularly scheduled meeting was canceled after Council members Heath Smith, Tom Struzas, and Shelley Erickson refused to attend because they said Mayor Zack's decision to declare June Homer Pride Month was divisive. But Zack said it was important to recognize the diverse LGBTQ population.
Cities, employees, visitors, and business owners within the city of Homer who contribute to the enrichment of our city are a part of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and gender community.
The proclamation drew both criticism and support from residents and groups on both sides of the political spectrum. City Clerk Melissa Jacobson says well over 70 emails, both for and against the declaration, poured in throughout the day. The council members who pulled out of the meeting say the proclamation contained remnants of a resolution from 2017 that was the basis for a divisive recall against three council members. Councilmember Heath Smith said he didn't attend Monday's meeting to make a statement.
If we want to talk about true diversity, then we need to take into account the fact that we have a broad and deep base of people within our community that may not agree with that belief system.
Councilmember Erickson says she heard loud and clear from several constituents who said the proclamation violates their morals.
The silent people of Homer that have felt marginalized when it comes to social issues because they don't agree with the current trends.
Councilmember Struzas also says he did not attend the meeting because of the proclamation. Statewide pro-life group Alaska Right to Life touted the three council members' decision on Facebook, saying that they stopped pro-abortion and anti-family groups from using the council to push an agenda. Others on the council, like Rachel Lord, say it was groups outside of the Homer community that influenced the council members' decision. Lord added that she received emails from groups in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, among other places.
We are all representing Homer, and I don't want to speak to their personal beliefs or their personal feelings, but they were certainly influenced enough by outside folks and to not even come and to kind of sabotage the meeting to not happening, and I think that that's irresponsible at best.
Council members Caroline Venuti and Donna Adderhold also condemned their peers. Local political group Citizens Action Network spoke out against the council members as well, saying the move was a recallable offense. Others, like Tony Stanfill, a Homer resident who identifies as gay, agreed with the present council members.
That's the message they sent to me, is that they are more afraid of the ones that don't want people included than excited by the idea of being included.
Catriona Reynolds is executive director of the Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic, and she helps spearhead Pride Month in Homer.
I think what happened tonight gave us a larger opportunity to gather as a group and to have more heartfelt conversations about why Pride is actually important, and obviously important in Homer.
Family Planning also puts on Homer's Pride Parade, which takes place on June 23rd. 2 days before the council's next regularly scheduled meeting. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.